Australian Federal Police counter-terrorism officers have arrested three men in the past week over separate cases of allegedly harassing or threatening federal MPs and high office bearers. A 30-year-old Sydney man was charged on Thursday for using a carriage service to allegedly incite abuse toward an MP who condemned a recent neo-Nazi march. A second man from Tamworth was issued a court attendance notice for allegedly making online threats against a senior office holder. In Victoria, a 32-year-old man was arrested today for allegedly using a carriage service to harass a federal parliamentarian. AFP Acting Assistant Commissioner Matthew Gale says these incidents reflect an erosion of Australia's social fabric, and they are on the rise.
Threats against federal parliamentarians is a significant issue for us, and we are on the record previously talking about the year-on-year increase that we're seeing in relation to threats. It's at 63% over the last 4 years, and in the financial year of 24-25, we've seen upwards of 951 referrals of threats against parliamentarians.
Liberal leader Susan Lee says threats against her colleagues should be interpreted more broadly.
I'm always concerned when Australians are threatened, not just MPs, but anyone, because the rise of some of the neo-Nazi groups that we're seeing and the nature and threats to national security that those groups bring about is something we're all concerned about.